Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 2 weeks ago, Lawrence Summers advocated getting rid of the U.S. $100 and the 500 euro note denominations. There is already a similar proposal to retire Canada's $1,000 bill. Lawrence Summers served as Treasury Secretary under President Clinton and as President Obama's first director of the National Economic Council. When he suggests a government policy, you can be sure it was cleared in advance by Washington. The alleged reasons for getting rid of high denomination currency are to make it more difficult for drug dealers and tax evaders. However, these excuses are just a smokescreen for the real purposes for these proposals. Simply, all transactions conducted outside of the banking system could be beyond the prying eyes of governments. If you purchase most merchandise and pay cash, there may be no trail tying the transaction to you. If you instead paid by check, a credit or debit card, or another form, the government could follow the trail. But there is an even more sinister reason for governments to discourage the public from paying cash. Some governments in Europe have implemented negative interest rates on bank savings. That means that you get back a lesser amount than you originally deposited. In recent testimony to Congress, Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen would not rule out the possibility of soon implementing negative interest rates in America. If people are punished for having funds in a bank account, that discourages people from doing so. To combat that, governments need to make it more difficult for the citizenry to use cash. Already, Sweden is trying to completely abolish the use of cash in that country. Under the Dodd-Frank Act, U.S. banks at risk of failing from losses on their derivatives contracts are authorized to seize funds out of other customer accounts before seeking government bailouts. Eliminating the $100 bill is a first step for the U.S. government to force people to put themselves at risk of losing some or all of their bank account balances. Owning physical gold and silver in your direct possession does not carry this risk. That's it for now. Be sure to listen next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.